Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Welcome back to another episode of The Night Shift, Australia's only live talk back podcast that explores the mysteries of the universe and everything in between. Tonight, we are broadcasting live to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you're new, I'm your host, Cade Moyer, and today we are talking about some groundbreaking news. The world stood captivated on June 5th, 2023, as the veil of secrecy surrounding unidentified flying objects was partially lifted. The disclosure came in the form of shocking claims made by an insider known as David Grush, shedding light on a covert UFO retrieval program operated by the United States federal government. As the mainstream media cautiously analyzes the credibility and ramifications of these revelations, humanity finds itself on the precipice of a paradigm-shifting understanding of our place in the universe. Prominent journalists Leslie Kane and the New York Times reporter Ralph Blumenthal collaborated to bring Grush's claims to the public's attention through the independent news website The Debrief. According to their report, Grush had presented Congress with hours of reported classified information transcribed into hundreds of pages, revealing the existence of a highly classified materials recovery program focused on UFO crashes and landings. Crucially, several members of the recovery program independently verified Grush's claims when interviewed by the Inspector General's office. However, mainstream news outlets, including the New York Times, Politico, the Washington Post, all opted to withhold publication until further verification was obtained. This is mind-blowing stuff, and I cannot get over it. This is the biggest news story of our lifetime. And I know tonight's broadcast is a little bit different, but I really want to get through this because I've kind of worked on this over the last week or so. And I really want to get this everything out in the public so we can have a bit of a discussion about it. So essentially, let's go on to the insider testimonies. In a bid to delve deeper into the story, Leslie Kane conducted interviews with key individuals shedding further light on the astonishing claims made by Grush. One of these interviews involved Carl Nell, a retired Army colonel who had served in the U.S. the UFO Task Force. Now, not only described Grush as beyond reproach, but also corroborated his assertion that the United States was engaged in an ongoing global competition to identify UFO crashes and retrieval and the retrieval of associated materials for the purpose of exploitation and reverse engineering. Another individual, who is only known as Jonathan Gray, identified as a current U.S. intelligence officer at the National Air and Space Intelligence Center. That's called NASIC, NACIC. It's one of those funny agencies that I've never heard of, but there is tons of them when it comes to this crazy, crazy world. He affirmed that the non-human intelligence phenomenon was indeed real. If you have not seen this interview that Ross Coulthart did with David Grush on a very, very new news channel called News Nation, definitely go and check it out, because this is some of the most mind-blowing testimony to come forth as a direct response to the U.S. whistleblower clause that has just been passed through. Now, this is the first person to really come forward. There is so many other people who are willing to come forward and share their stories, share their testimonies about what is going on. We are really living in a genuine age of disclosure. So let's go and continue the conversation with Ross Coulthart. By the way, Ross has been on the podcast before. We talked about his new career focus on UFOs and finding the truth about it. And Ross is one step closer with this interview that he's done with David Grush. So let's go into what we've got here. So Australian investigative journalist Ross Coulthart took the baton from Keane and conducted a groundbreaking interview with Grush, which aired on News Nation. The Department of Defense pre-authorized the release of this interview, explicitly stating that their allowance did not imply the verification of Grush's claims. During the interview, Grush made extraordinary assertions, including the existence of a highly secretive UFO retrieval program manned by the U.S. federal government. Grush claimed that this program possessed multiple spacecraft of non-human origin, as well as the bodies of deceased pilots. Coulthart, after thoroughly assessing Grush's credibility, lent his support by endorsing the claims as true. That is a big thing to do, especially when you are such a prestigious journalist like Ross is. He has broken some of the biggest news cases in Australia. And in my personal opinion, he has just broken the biggest interview in history. This is proof that we are not alone in the universe. This is something that should be absolutely breaking the general public's paradigm. But this is not happening. And this is madness. I do not understand what is going on. I feel like the mainstream media has barely touched this story. And even when they do, it is held at such arm's length, they are not willing to dive in deep on it. It is very, very rare to find news outlets that are, one, brave enough to take this on, and two, who won't put it in the X-Files woo side of news stories. This is huge. This is the biggest news story to ever happen, and I just do not understand how it is just not the biggest front page news of every newspaper for every day of the week. I really do hope that more whistleblowers come forward to talk about this, because it is genuinely groundbreaking. I'm going to continue on here. Grusher's revelations during the interview were nothing short of mind-boggling. He stated the UFO phenomenon may be intricately connected to extra dimensions, a theory that has long fascinated scientists and theorists alike. Grush also unveiled a stunning claim about Pope Pius, stating that the pontiff had secretly communicated the existence of crashed UFO in Italy in 1933 to the United States. Moreover, Grush asserted that he had spoken with intelligence officials who had been briefed on the existence of colossal-sized craft, akin to the size of a football field. The US government allegedly transferred some of these vehicles to a clear defense contractor for unethical analyst purposes, as Grush deemed the arrangement completely unethical. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.